This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Over the past few days, it's become clear that the area hardest hit by Hurricane Rita is the town of Cameron, Louisiana. Cameron is a small place, and its 2,000 people fear that the entire city has been wiped out. NPR's Alex Spiegel has the story.
Lieutenant General Russell Honore came down to Cameron Parish to survey the damage. He was one of the first people there to see the destruction from the ground. Honore is commander of military relief operations after Katrina, and as he drove down Route 27 in a convoy to the town of Cameron, his truck had to swerve past whole houses blocking the road and mile after mile of dead cows. At one point, he saw a live cow, the only one, looking nervous, as if it didn't know where to go, and the general called out,
"Keep going, Mama Cow, you're gonna be all right."
Though Hurricane Rita's effects weren't as devastating as those of Katrina, the general said that here in Cameron, the damage seemed extreme.
"I think this compares with Biloxi, Gulfport area, as far as destruction, things being destroyed. See, it lifted that marsh out of the water. That's a powerful surge."
Everyone in the general's truck was quiet for a while, taking it all in. Then one of the cameramen from a local station named Mike Sellers started calling out former landmarks.
"I grew up straight south of here in a trailer on a ridge. And from what I've been told from people who have flown over there, nothing's out there anymore. I grew up 300 yards from the beach."
Sellers had volunteered to film the tour because he was anxious to see his parents' home and also to see for himself what was left of his town. For the rest of the ride, he gave a tour of a community that was no longer there.
"Yeah, this is United Methodist Church. There's nothing left, just the A-frame. And the public waterworks is back that way. There's nothing left of that building either. Coming up here on the south side, this used to be the Cameron Motel and Outrigger restaurant. Right here is the Cameron Elementary Auditorium. No walls left, just the roof. Pat's restaurant, gutted. Wow."
At one point, the scale of it all seemed to get to him. His voice became strained and tears came to his eyes.
"Right here in front of the school is where I first had Fred Alligator as a kindergartner, 5 years old. This was the kindergarten."
The convoy finally arrived in Cameron City and was met by Clifton Avery, a man who was helping with the cleanup and who, like everyone else in town, had watched the TV helicopter shots of Cameron but was seeing it from the ground for the first time. Avery said he was shocked by what he found.
"Looking at it from the air, you see a rooftop. And from 500 feet, you say, okay, well, there's a house standing. But I can tell the people that after driving through here, there's not a house standing. There may be a rooftop or, you know, there may be some studs there, but there are no structures left in Cameron Parish."
As the general met with other military commanders, Mike Sellers set off to see his parents' home. It was tough going. There was at least a foot of dark water everywhere, and in places there was so much debris it was almost impossible to pass. Making his way, Sellers met up with a couple of local workers there to help with cleanup who were also wading through the watery streets to visit their former homes.
"See, I'm trying to get over to my mom and dad's."
"Who's your mom and dad?"
"Paul and Cindy Sellers, Kojak."
"Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I recognize you now.
Yeah.
I live over here in the corner, Edward Peterson."
"Oh, okay.
What you can do is
go through here.
Walk through here.
Finally, he rounded a corner, and suddenly Mike Sellers got very quiet.
"That's not good."
Though the house was still there, it had been moved from its foundation several feet. There was so much debris it was impossible to reach the door, and a dead horse was smashed up against the garage, its head covered by siding. Sellers just stood there, looking.
"I don't know. If they can pick the house up and move it back onto the foundation, that would be one thing. It's hard to tell."
Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Cameron Parish, Louisiana.